The indigenous American educational system was deeply rooted in the beliefs and practices of the Puritan fathers, the Quakers, the early American patriots, and philosophers. Jefferson had maintained that in order to preserve liberty in the new nation, it was essential that its citizenry be educated, whatever their income. Throughout the country, schools were established almost immediately after the colonization of new areas. These school systems included ones established by the Quakers in Pennsylvania and the Midwest, the free school movement in New York, and a large number of normal schools, so named for helping to set the norms for education. By the start of the 20th century, the United States was home to many major universities, which turned out thousands of well-trained teachers each year. Leone noted, educational results far exceeded those of modern schools. One has only to read old debates in the Congressional Record or scan the books published in the 1800s to realize that our ancestors of a century ago commanded a use of the language far superior to our own. Students learned how to read not comic books, but the essays of Burke, Webster, Lincoln, Horace, Cicero. Their difficulties with grammar were overcome long before they graduated from school, and any review of a typical elementary school arithmetic textbook printed before 1910 shows dramatically that students were learning mathematical skills that few of our current high school graduates know anything about. The high school graduate of 1900 was an educated person, fluent in his language, history, and culture, possessing the skills he needed in order to succeed. The agenda behind Rockefeller's creation of the GEB may have been revealed in correspondence from Frederick T. Gates, Rockefeller's choice to head the board. Gates wrote, "In our dreams, we have limitless resources, and the people yield themselves with perfect docility to our molding hands." The present education conventions fade from their minds, and unhampered by tradition, we work our own goodwill upon a grateful and responsive rural folk. We shall not try to make these people or any of their children into philosophers or men of learning or men of science. We have not to raise up from among them authors, editors, poets, or men of letters. We shall not search for embryo great artists, painters, musicians, nor lawyers, doctors, preachers, politicians, statesmen, of whom we have an ample supply.